You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. We're here till 2. It's 1800 453 106 as always. That's the number if you want to get in touch with us on the show. Quite a number of people did that actually after yesterday's programme, because I was talking to one listener, Emma, about how her family dealt with their experience of bullying.
My son was being bullied in preschool. I suppose, you know, he was being hit and pushed a little bit, and he's a fine, strong boy. So he's not your typical timid little boy. And I, you know, he was telling me that a certain child was hitting him and pushing him. And I always advocated for tell the grown-up, you know, just tell the grown-up. But this continued, and it wasn't helping the situation, because either the grown-up wasn't seeing it or they weren't available at the time. And look, in real-life scenarios, it's not always practical to tell a child to tell a grown-up, because there won't always be a grown-up present. So what do we do, especially later on when they'll be a little bit more independent? There won't always be a teacher present to, you know, to break up a fight or to protect the child. So after this pattern continued for a little while, it was breaking my heart. Obviously, I had spoken to the setting as well. And my husband gave his 2 cents, and he said, you know what, hit them back. Never be the first to hit, but hit them back and stop it. And he did hit him back one day, and it did stop.
Eleanor is with us on the line, because Eleanor, you were listening to Emma and many others who shared their stories with us here on the programme. What's your family's experience?
Well, I'm really anti-bullying anyway. I was bullied the whole way through school myself, and I grew up in a time where you had to shake the hand of your bullier and, you know, be friends, and we were forced to be friends. So my children are I'm very strict about that. I just can't abide it. So I was going back to college. I was a carer. I'm actually now a lecturer, but I was a carer at the time, and I was in college, and I got a phone call saying, your 2 sons bullied a child in school. So I was horrified, absolutely horrified, because my middle child, I have 3 boys, my middle child is autistic. So I was horrified that the eldest and the youngest had done something to another child. So yeah. I rushed to the school. I took them home. I dragged them home. I ate the head off of them, and they burst into tears. But they said, Mom, we didn't. There was a boy who jumped on my autistic son's back, pulled his jumper over his head. Now, he doesn't like being touched, and he never would, you know, he didn't play in school. He walked around the outside of the yard. And this is, they were all about, you know, 11, 10 and 9. No, actually, it was younger than that. I think the youngest fellow was 7, but 7, 8, 9. But he had pulled a jumper over his head and had him in a headlock, so he couldn't breathe. So he was screaming and screaming. So my youngest child ran across the yard and jumped on his back to pull him off. And the eldest fella came over and they helped get this child. And this other child had terrible psychological issues, very, very violent child, ended up being expelled, actually. But I was dragged out of school on the belief that my eldest
that
and my
was
child...
That it was your two had instigated all of this.
Exactly, exactly. So when I realised, you know, I trust my kids, because when you have a child with a disability, you have to trust them. And they were too young, you know, to be sort of blamazing me. So I went down to the school and I said, how dare you? I mean, I fought the system. You know, my son's 25 now, but I fought every inch for every single resource he had. I said, how dare you do that to me? You know how difficult a life we have. And to try and make out with the other 2 children. And I said, I am never going to tell them not to protect their brother. He is the road of least resistance. He will never, ever be able to protect himself. So I will never tell them not to stand up for him and protect him. So I was just so upset. And it still affects me now. I'm still getting upset while I'm even talking to you. Do you know what I mean? And it's over 10 years ago now. But, you know, this attitude of, you know, we make victims out of the children that are being bullied, but then we make them face their sort of person who did it to them and say, you have to be friends with that person. You wouldn't be friends with them. You wouldn't be friends with somebody who doesn't like you. So why are we forcing children in an unnatural situation to be buddies with somebody who beat them up?
Is that still, I have sort of memories of that, Eleanor. I don't know what age you are, but I kind of have memories of that sort of being the policy in my time in school, that if you were picked on or bullied that you had to smile and shake hands, actually, now that you say it?
I lectured to teachers, and I'm a lecturer in UCC, but I also lectured in an educational college. And it's still very much the attitude of making children so they can get along. I mean, they're going to be together for a long time.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily have to even look at somebody who doesn't like it. You shouldn't have to feel that as a victim, that you're a victim. My son did nothing except be himself. And, you know, I have these debates because I live with two teachers as well. But I have these debates all the time within the classroom and with teachers about, you know, how do we react to that? You can't make the victim feel like they deserved to be the victim. I mean, that's just horrific, but it's still kind of the attitude.
How was your son, the little lad who was bullied in this case? And I appreciate this, is, as you say, it's about 10 years ago, but I'm sure that, you know, that probably still affects him and the boys still, Eleanor. Do you know what? Or how was he after that?
Well, for him, it took him a long time to get back into the classroom. It's very hard to get him into the classroom anyway. Autistic, you know, he didn't really like, he loved academia. I mean, I wouldn't mind. He's just finished a diploma in archaeology. I was told he'd never be able to do any of that. You know, he'd never have a junior cert. He'd never have a leaving cert. He had both. And he got 6 honours in his leaving cert and then 3 in higher subjects. Do you know? But I mean, that's a story for another day. But he took a long time to get him back, and it was hard enough to get him in there. But, you know, to know that he had to face that boy, because he's a very, very, very good memory, it's an autistic trait. So he relives it. You know, PTSD is just different level. But I get upset about it. And his two brothers got upset. Both of them played rugby in second level. He was in the same second level school. But I'll tell you something for nothing. All the other boys that were around him protected him. And he never, ever, he never got bullied after that day. Never.
Never.
All the other boys.
So the two standing up for him.
Yeah. Well, it's not even just the other two, all the other boys. He was in school with them since he was 4. So this boy came into the school late. And as I said, he was the most placid young fella you'll ever meet. Non-confrontational, no behavioural issues. And I was horrified. I, as I said, still upset today about it. You never forget it.
The listener here says, my daughter was being bullied, and one day the bullies approached her outside of school. They proceeded to hit her. She fought back, as I always told her to do. She knocked one of the bullies to the ground, and that was the end of it. Nothing ever happened again. So my advice to any parent, to hit back if they hit you. Most bullies can't fight, so learn how to throw up a punch, and that should be the end of it. The school did nothing. They didn't want to know about it, says this listener. Anthony is on the line as well, Eleanor. Anthony, what's your experience?
How you doing, Andrea? Thanks for having me on. So I was schooled in Longford, so I'm 40 years old now, so it's a good while ago. But it wasn't until later in my school, and it was around fourth year, that I started to be bullied. But I had my core kind of group of friends, and as we went into fourth year, the transition year students from the previous year, they came into our class then. And so this one particular student kind of joined our group, and then within a few months I was kind of shunned, I was pushed out. I was a little bit of a pacifist, I suppose, back then, and I didn't push back against the bullying, and I was pushed out of my group of friends, and it just continued from there. It was constant on a daily basis. Very difficult to live with when you don't have any support, any kind of, when your friends don't want to help you, so you're pushed out of your little group, and you don't have any support. It wasn't until a guidance counsellor stepped in when they saw what was going on, and fair play to the school, they did get involved. But as your previous caller was saying about the schools wanting the bully and the person who's being bullied to try and coexist and be friends after that, that's exactly what happened. We were brought into the same room and made shake hands, buried the hatchet and kind of let bygones be bygones. But that's never the end of it. When the school intervene like that, and there's this kind of coming together of parents and whatever, and situations are explained, there's always an undertone after that. When the parents aren't there, when the teachers aren't there, there's constantly an undertone of the bullying nature continuing. And that's what happened to me for maybe another 6 or 8 months, until it came to a head one day. when my friends joined in the bullying then. And one of my friends was really kind of pushing my buttons, had me up against the wall, and I had had enough at that point, and I lashed out. And I just stood up to him. I hit him once, as hard as I could. He looked at me in complete and utter shock. And it was in the classroom. There was no teachers, but it was all of the class in the one room, probably about 30 students. And that one punch silenced the entire class. And I was probably, every class has a hierarchy of students. Mm. I would have been on the lower end of the hierarchy. And it's when you can silence a group of your peers. Yeah. Well, at that age, I was maybe 16, 17 years old. That's when the bullying stopped. And from that day on, I was on a level playing field with everybody else, with all the students. Not the teachers, not the parents, but the students.
With the students.
So I would implore all parents to have their children capable of, first of all, defending themselves. I have a son and a daughter myself. My son, he's almost 10 years old. He already knows how to defend himself and to defend others. And he would, like the your previous caller, saying that her children aided her other son and kind of fought off the bullies. That's what my son is taught to do. He's told that never to be a bully, never to be an instigator, but stand up for those who are not standing up for themselves.
And I know that, look, it's incredibly difficult, Anthony, and I don't know what the right or wrong, you know, what the right thing to say is. But when you hear your own experience and Eleanor's, I totally appreciate and understand where you're coming from. Like, I know some people will say violence isn't the answer, but it's defending yourself.
Well, if you look at the authorities' point of view on it and the school's point of view on it, serious damage can be done, especially even with one punch. We've seen fatalities with one punch on nights on even Dublin streets. And so I completely appreciate that violence is never the answer. But my own thinking on it is, violence is almost never the answer. But sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. Mm. Otherwise, you're out of hiding to nothing.
Just out of curiosity, Anthony, you know, I know just in the classroom and back that day in your own story, how did your relationship with your old set of friends who joined the bullies, how was that?
It completely deteriorated to a point where I no longer, I grew up very close to my school, within about 3 miles. And so my core group of friends, some of them stayed in that area. When I turned 18, I was gone. I moved to Dublin, and I am in no contact whatsoever with anybody from my Leaving Cert year. I don't talk to anybody now. So bullying might be temporary in school. Mm. It might be of a very short nature, but it can have serious long-term complications for someone's psychological well-being and for someone's later life, especially when close-knit friends are pulled apart. My last thing that I would say, though, Andrea, is that parents have to be cognizant as well that when they realise that there's a bullying issue going on with their children, you have to be prepared that your child might be being bullied, but even though you might have had that talk at home, that you've told your child not to bully somebody, but they could actually fall into the trap of being the bully or associating with a
and
bully.
And it must be very difficult.
And never have the reaction to say, no, my son couldn't do that. They're an angel. They can't do that. You have to be prepared that, yes, they might have fallen in with a bad crowd or fallen in with a bad person.
Listener says, my daughter and her friend were put through a mediation process with a child who was psychologically bullying our kids for years. The school tried to say there's two of them in it. There wasn't. Had to drag the principal through 6 months of mediation just to get her to admit that our children did nothing to the child in question. And it's still going on. Contracts of friendship being pushed on the victims, etc. Absolutely crazy scenario, says this listener. Dwayne is on the line. Dwayne, you're listening to Anthony and Eleanor there. What's your experience?
Where do I start? I came from Athlone to County Mayo. I had no friends going to a little country school. And, okay, so I started off with small little things here and there, calling me names, but the whole school hated me and my little brothers. because we're not from the area and kind of hide the names. And at one point got physical every day, got physical on the bus. To a point where the only friends we had were in senior infants and we used to play with them. But yeah, it got to a point where I had enough. I just exploded in the middle of the play area and ended up fighting a few people. And it stopped after that. But yeah, it was not nice.
Stays with you, I'm sure, Dwayne. I'm sure it stays with you, like Anthony mentioned.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You don't forget it. Like, you do not forget it. I can tell you now.
And did the school intervene at all? Or what was the setup there?
No, I felt like they just didn't care. They never got involved, to be honest. It's all from help. It's just me, myself, and my two brothers. That was it. I had no other help from anyone else.
It's incredibly difficult, isn't it? You know, I suppose Anthony and even I'm sure, like, and I've no doubt teachers will get in touch now as well, but like they do have policies and that in school, but it's remarkable the number of people and parents who get in touch to talk about bullying instances that are still going on in school and how little and how slow they are to try and get something done to resolve them.
Yeah, well, I currently had a situation a few years back with my daughter who went to school as well, and again, a little primary school. And they're getting into the issues, the girls picking on her, leaving her out, I think on purpose, calling her names, spreading rumours. I was in that with school so many times. I asked for incident report sheets. They weren't giving it to me. And eventually, you just end up leaving the school because she's come home crying every day and being through what I went through as a kid. I didn't want the same for her. I tried fighting back. I just didn't know. Nothing was working for me. And yeah.
What about you? What about you, Anthony?
In what term, Andrea? Sorry.
Like, have things changed now when you look at your own two children in school versus your experience?
I think in terms of my son, I just have him. I suppose I constantly talk to him about it. He has a student in his class with autism, and I'm constantly kind of having conversations with him about his friend. And it's amazing how I feel that maybe times have changed a little bit and everybody seems to be in the class far more protective of the students that might not be able to, I suppose, hold their corner as easily. And the students are much more, I suppose, rounded and much more sensitive to people who are not able to fight their own corner. But in terms of the bullying side of things, I suppose, being, I suppose, a 10-year-old, nothing has come to fruition yet. There's no incidents that have happened or anything like that. And I think it might just be down to the teachers a lot of the time, but instilling certain values in the students that everybody watches out for everybody else.
You'd hope that's definitely the case, Anthony. Another listener says, the victim of bullying can't always retaliate. Teen bullying usually involves 4 or 6 children versus 1. The teachers have no training in how to approach the issue, and no matter what the parents think they do, if their child is accused of bullying, they back them and believe that their cover lies most of the time. Another texter says, I was bullied for 6 years in school 28 years ago, and I will never forget it. Nothing ever was done to help me, either by my parents or my teachers. And as a parent myself now, I will do everything I can to watch out for them regarding any issues that might arise. Look, keep those stories coming into us. Eleanor and Anthony and Dwayne, thank you all for getting in touch and sharing your experience today. It's not easy reliving that. There's no doubt about it. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. That's the email address, though, if you do want to get in touch with us.